This is for the men who never settle. The ones who believe only quitters end a game in a tie. The type of guys who choose the bar with the biggest TVs to overcompensate for theirs at home. This is the Lodge mentality. This is Twin Peaks.
He covers the Chiefs.
With that, time's yours.
And you're in that place where you're in the playoffs.
He covers the Royals.
Blair, over there in the middle, on the left.
Salvador, just take us through your emotions.
He covers college sports.
But one great thing about the conference tournament, Blair, I think it gives teams hope.
And every now and then, he likes a good laugh.
Make them laugh, make them laugh. Don't you know everyone wants to laugh?
He's Blair Kirkhoff of the Kansas City Star on the program.
That's actually happening live.
Yes.
Right now.
It could. That's a little disorienting to be hearing Blair laugh while watching him laugh.
Watching you laugh.
It's the exact same thing.
Blair Kirkhoff is with us. We had to juggle things around, people. Blair was kind enough to join us here at Hen House today. What are we going to do tomorrow at 4 o'clock? We don't have any idea. And Adam's, you know, got a bit of consternation over it. But we worry about today.
Yes.
Today.
We'll figure out tomorrow.
Well, I appreciate the accommodation.
Well, we were acting like we moved you.
Yeah.
We let you off the hook.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. I appreciate
so.
That.
I've always said that if we told Blair, hey, Thursday we're on the moon. Okay, I'll be there.
Yeah, I'll try.
And you'd show up at 3:59 with a cup of moon coffee.
Yeah, same thing. When we go, hey, Danny, we're going to be two doors down. I mean, two doors.
Really?
No. Two doors.
Danny's listening, going, why am I taking strays?
Do we have a mic cord that'll stretch that far? You know, totally opposite.
My laptop weighs 800 pounds. I can't carry it that far.
Have you seen Danny's laptop?
No. Does he have a mega laptop?
Oh, my God.
It looks like the front of it looks like the car hood of like a 68 Chrysler.
What are you?
He brings his desktop.
Changing the spark plugs there, Danny? Or are you? No, I'm just working on a vlog. There is so much.
Check the oil while you're under there.
There is so much dead space around the keyboard.
It is.
You're like, is this a high school plays version of a laptop? What is this?
So it's framed well, is what you're saying.
It looks like a prop.
It would. Yeah, it
like
does.
In a comedy skit. Yeah. That's not a real laptop. Come on.
What is that?
Well, now I need to see it.
It's a hoot.
If it's bulletproof, you can't get him because he's completely hidden by the thing. But yeah, so I don't know why Danny's taking strays when Blair's here.
I have no idea.
But that's how it goes. Blair Kirkhoff's appearance here with us at Hen House is brought to you by our friends at Art and Leisure. FrameKC.com is where you can get the very best framing anywhere in town. Michael's great stuff are working on some things for me now. Art and Frame has got you covered with everything from sports memorabilia like jerseys, like magazines. If you got a Sports Illustrated cover of the Chiefs winning, Kansas City Star front page of championships. That's some of the things that I've had framed at Art and Frame. Check it out at framekc.com. See them in person at 92nd and Metcalf. Mention 810, and you can save while you're down there. Blair, how are you?
Front page of the Columbia Tribune, 0-18. Yeah. Frame that if you want. You know.
No, that's not what you
probably
want.
Probably not.
You don't want it. You don't like that. You don't save those kind of things.
MIZZO-18.
There's Curtis. Look at my team.
Yeah.
Usually, we weren't even gonna do it.
Go there.
Why aren't you crapping on my team? You never talk about my team. I do. The fans. I think I've said it enough times now that maybe it'll be a young listener. Somebody hadn't heard it like. Well, you didn't mention it yet because your team's not doing anything.
Yes.
God bless you guys at the Star. Well, we wrote. I mean, like his Bill self retires. You're like, oh look, Mizzou's growing daisies, and over here,
K-State
going to stick with the purple. You know, like there'll be articles even if there's nothing going on, which I admire. You guys have said that's what you're going to do, so that's what you guys do. I do it the other way. Screw you other two schools. I ain't talking about you, Nick. You ain't doing nothing.
Yes.
They're doing well in the portal, I guess, right?
Doing all right. Doing well other sports.
Yeah, other sports.
Softball.
Yep.
Are they good at softball?
Nationally ranked.
Wow.
15th or something like that. Yeah. They've had a good program, softball program. Okay. Wrestling was good this year, although they got injured and ill at the wrong time. But
by the way, how was that event? Did you go down to that?
I didn't. No,
okay.
I was.
You were talking about it, I know.
Yeah, I ended up going to...
It looked cool on TV.
It did look cool. Wrestling, the finals looked really cool, and it was packed. And I heard it did, you know, the wrestling convention was here in town, so just like a basketball weekend, hotels were filled, and restaurants and everything, so it was good economic impact.
Were you as shocked as I was when you found out that there was no tag team?
No ropes.
No cage match.
No six-man tag team. No coming off the top rope.
No, but I understand there were some foreign objects confiscated.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
For
good to know. Good to know.
That'll happen.
Yeah. I tried that joke on a wrestling guy on Friday. He didn't think it was funny.
Well, it's probably because his ears were all cauliflower.
Didn't hear you. What?
You mock the wrestlers. I'm not fighting them when I walk out of here.
I've known too many of them.
Nothing but respect for them.
I've known enough of them to them not to screw around.
Yeah, no.
You know what's cool? Well, one thing, and I'm sure we plan on talking about wrestling, college wrestling, but it's a Middle America thing. I mean, the most national championships have won
Oklahoma by State
Oklahoma
or
State.
Iowa.
Oklahoma State, and Iowa State's won a bunch. And Iowa.
Oklahoma's done pretty
good. And Oklahoma's
won it.
Yeah, it's funny how those border states have done really well, but Missouri has a program and is one of their better sports, but Kansas and Kansas State, no wrestling.
Does Missouri wrestle in the Big Ten?
Big 12.
Oh, the Big 12.
Yes, they were not this year, but last year they were the Big 12 champions.
Because there's no SEC wrestling?
Correct. Correct.
Is it because they're yellow?
That's exactly what it is. Because it just doesn't mean much.
It just means what? It just means meh.
Ooh, big mighty SEC, can't fund a wrestling program. Oh, all these millions of dollars.
Well, look at that. There's a shot. I'll post that.
Isn't that cool?
Look at the crowd.
Yeah.
You mentioned they're all there. That is really cool.
Yeah.
Nice work,
yeah,
Casey.
All right, let's talk a little bit. What was your reaction to being down at the press conference?
Yeah, a couple of them. There was John Sherman at the Kaufman, and then Brooke Sherman and Mark Donovan at Arrowhead Stadium, and you know the one at Arrowhead was to basically have a ceremony to sign the lease. So the leases are signed. That was with Donovan and Brooke Sherman, and you know John Sherman, the Royals owner, just his annual sort of state of the team address the day before the game, but there's a lot going on besides the game for the Royals. I didn't change my opinion. John Sherman comes off as, you know, I think genuine. And if someone's voting no because they think John Sherman is a selfish billionaire person, if that's how they want to frame it, I'm pretty sure that's wrong. A wrong characterization of John Sherman.
Not the billionaire part.
The billionaire
the
part,
selfish
would be,
part
would be accurate.
Yeah,
that's
the selfish
right.
part.
Yes, the selfish part. Thank you.
He has given around town to many, many
absolutely.
Things.
Absolutely. Yeah. I heard that about him before he became the Royals owner.
Yeah.
Yeah. The idea is to build me a new park so I can line my pockets.
Right.
It just does not play when
and,
you hear him talk.
And the other kind of silly thing that I've heard is, you know, they're spending, they're going to, he's going to get all this money for a ballpark, and they're going to spend all this money on development, and you know, when we have real problems, you know, housing and other you know, issues at schools, and thinking, well, there's no, you know, a 3/8 cent sales tax extension isn't going to fund that. There's not going to be a tax for that. The tax is for this. It's for...
Well, on that, my rebuttal to that would be, well, why don't you vote yes on all your school taxes?
That's
then?
Right. Well, exactly.
You know, I mean...
Which I do, when it's on the ballot.
Yeah, which is a, listen, I'm not going to even get into the, there. It is a more difficult issue than just vote yes for, because I could tell you some things about where the money goes. That would be interesting. So anyway, to focus on his part of the equation. Yeah, I, to me, the Royals plan is like a layup yes. If I were in Jackson County, my no vote would be for what Mark Donovan said in the press conference. Why is your lease only 25 years? We're talking about a 50-year-old building here. It's going to be 60. We're not signing up for that. Well, then we're not paying for it. I mean, that was, you know.
I'm not saying that.
And I like Mark Donovan. I think he's very good at what he does.
It is, in his fairness, there is a difference, right? The Royals are signing a 40-year lease. The Chiefs a 25-year lease. But with the Chiefs, there are five-year extensions on each after 5 years.
Yeah. And I have the option to not eat everything on my plate. Yeah. They're not taking that option. I'm taking the food option. I'm going to eat everything on my plate. They're not going to be there.
I laugh because
for a 26th year.
I'm looking at Joe's KC across the street. That plate.
The best part about the fact that Curtis will go to Joe's after this is that he will get in his car and drive over to their lot.
And then get out.
Did you just drive 64 feet?
No, I did.
Maybe
I get here faster.
So I think it's going to pass. I think it's going to pass by the slimmest of margins, somewhere between.
Like Curtis.
Yeah.
Oh, so that'd be a landslide. My bad.
Can you believe I just look at the guy I'm taking fat jokes from? Can you believe it?
It was like that joke. Some comedian a long time ago had the joke went, who is the heaviest guy that ever lived? Some guy weighed.
Robert Earl Hughes.
Robert Earl Hughes weighed like 1,400 pounds.
1,069 pounds, I think was.
Okay, 1,069 pounds. He goes, you could be sitting there like 600-700 pounds and be like, whoa, that guy's got a problem.
He's got an issue.
Yeah, I could lose a couple myself. But how about that fat ass?
Yes.
I always thought that was hysterical. What do you go, Bob? 780. Well, look at that tub of goo. Okay.
And that's us.
We'll let you figure out which one is.
Adam's like, I'm glad I'm sitting. I'm just back here. We can't all be, you know, look like we're 40 for the rest of our lives, Blair. Like you.
Maybe if we went to the gym him.
Right. It's true. Might be.
Well, where Blair are you? I just came from the gym.
Maybe if we didn't take the next bite while we were still chewing the previous bite. That might happen.
You have to get all the flavors. All the flavors in there. That's the key.
That's very much like the stadium.
These new stadiums are like all of it's like multiple bites at once. Yes,
we need renovations. I can cover Oak Street.
Yeah. How about the Oak Street thing? I pulled out the rendition. You can't block Oak. Well, that's an issue.
Yeah.
If you look at the drawing, are we going to a 14,000 seat stadium or?
Well, my solution was to make the right field line 250 and put an 85-foot blue monster.
Yes.
Because if you start at the right field corner and just follow the outfield fence to center field, you drive right up Oak Street.
Yeah. Is that a car driving across right center?
There's a drive into right field. Back and went back. Oh, it hits a car.
Well, and by the way, am I the only one who's like, these are irrelevant? Because they're like, the mayor goes, yeah, you can't be shutting down Oak. Okay, fine. What? Have you not seen the plan? The plan? No.
I would say that, there was a bit of a communication issues throughout the campaign.
So are we closing Grand?
No, I just think they're going to squeeze it a little bit.
There's a fellow named Jason on Twitter. I want to give him credit. He just suggested if you don't want to block it, just rebuild the polo grounds right there on the spot where the KC Star building is.
Yes.
He has 500
475
straightaway
center. Yeah. 280 down the line.
Yeah.
Why not?
The left field power alley, 575.
Big old Chesterfield
when they,
sign.
When they played at the Coliseum. You know, the Dodgers played at the Coliseum for a couple of years.
Yeah.
With the big net.
Put the net at left field.
I mean, this, like, we're joking around, but, like, are they going to dig a tunnel?
I actually asked Brooke Sherman about that today, and he did not have a good answer.
What are the, stunning.
Yeah, how about that?
Stunning in this process that would be.
Yeah.
I don't know.
The response was, look, Populous is doing it. We trust Populous. Populous will figure it out.
Populous will change physics.
I was just going to say, does one of those P's in Populous stand for physics? Because...
Populous will get in there, and with their architecture drafting board, will stretch the area. Stretch. Almost like, you know, an Apple screen. Stretch.
Oh, now it fits.
Yeah, there it is. All good. Problem solved.
Next.
Wait a minute. We can use this Danny Klingscale fella's laptop as a bridge. Right over the top there.
I mean, why am I getting shot again? Well, what's happening here?
But that is like, so that was of note.
Yeah, yeah. Yep. Both John Sherman and Brooke Sherman addressed it. And
but not really. No.
Well, they addressed it.
They spoke after questions about it.
Yeah.
Right, right.
Getting punched in the face is not being in a fight. It's getting punched in the face. For them to address it, they would have to swing back. Right. Oh, question? Here's
all,
answer.
All good. Yeah.
Yeah. The other thing was when... I think it was Lebo who asked John Sherman, so those businesses, are you going to...
Yeah, didn't get a...
We'll figure that out after the vote. Give me the money,
right.
And then we'll negotiate in good faith.
That's right. Give me the money, and we'll talk.
Yeah,
that was another communication issue.
Part of winning Parent of the Year was I would give the cookie to my kids first, then say, now you got to clean your room. Worked perfectly.
Always has.
See, you give me the money, and then I tell you to get lost. That's how this works.
It's right there in the lease.
Page 1062.
Small type.
So is it going to pass?
I think it will. I think it will. By every stadium, arena, building used for sports in the history of Kansas City has passed. The only thing that hasn't passed was the rolling roof in the 06 referendum when they had the renovations and the rolling roof on the same ballot.
And it almost passed, which boggles my
48%.
Mind.
48%. There were probably 1,000 votes away from passing the rolling roof. So, yes, I think it will pass. I just think The Chiefs, you don't want to vote against the Chiefs, right? Vote against the Chiefs.
You would get 39% yes on a floating ferry to fly around and catch the rain over it at a cost of $2 billion. Well, I'll vote for that. Yeah, I see how that
sure,
works.
Why not?
Right.
I'm going to put the lever down.
It's one that the Chiefs carry the day and really don't have the most enticing of the two.
Right, right. Products.
Products. Yeah.
I thought it was important after the season for when we knew this was going to be on the ballot that the Royals spent money to show that they were, you know, investing in their team, and they've done that with the signings and the Bobby Witt contract. So I think with the exception of some communication issues, like we talked about with the Royals, specifically with the Royals, I think the teams have done about everything they could to win the day here, and in the end, they only have to win 50.1% to get it done. And I think it will happen.
We'll find out, right?
Yep.
Less than a week.
Tuesday. I did hear today from someone who would know this that they think voter turnout will be as high as it's ever been for a local issue. I thought it would be low because it's in April. There's nothing else on the ballot. It's not like you're not voting for president, senator, or Congress. You know, it's just one issue. But this person thinks that it's going to be a pretty high turnout.
Okay, we'll find out. Blair Kirkhoff's with us. We'll talk a little basketball. The NCAA tournament is going on. We'll talk a little Royals baseball as well. With Blair Kirkhoff from the Kansas City Star, our college insider. He's brought to you by our friends at Art and Frame. FrameKC.com is our great website. You can see him in person right there at 9112 Metcalf. The best when it comes to framing anything. Listen, I mentioned the sports memorabilia, but they frame everything. Custom designing right there. You can see everything that they're doing, but still buying in bulk to keep the cost down. So you get gallery quality at warehouse prices only at Art and Frame. They're online at framekc.com.
Hey, everybody. Joe Spiker, owner of Easton Roofing here. For almost 10 years, we've been a locally owned and operated family business. At Easton, we work on every job with one thing in mind. Integrity matters. I grew up in Central Kansas, was raised on the values of respecting hard work. At Easton, we always make decisions based on the ethical, right thing for the customer. That's what integrity means to us. So if you have any questions about your roof, give me and my team a call. 913-257-5426. Easton Roofing. Integrity matters.
Aren't you supposed to go?
I think I am. I'm just going to space off there. Joe's Kansas City Barbecue, Burnt end of the afternoon.
Out?
Also, usually, Adam probably said coming up, but I didn't.
No, he didn't. The guy's been asleep at the wheel all day.
One of his eight jobs he has today. NFL, only player to
have. Did he do any of them well?
At least half of them. At least half of them. Only player to have two punts of at least 80 yards. Born on this
game. I know this one.
He knows this
one. In a game?
No, not in the same game, just in his career.
Career.
Two punts of 80 yards or more, Blair.
One of 80.
Could be more.
One of 91.
Or more. Not Steve O'Neill.
One was 91.
No. Steve O'Neill, yeah.
No. Four-time Pro Bowler. One-time All-Pro.
Four-time Pro Bowler, you said?
Mm-hmm. One-time All-Pro.
Not our Dustin Colquitt.
Nope.
No.
If I told you he had a 90-yard punt and a 90-yard pass, who would you think it was?
Oh. What?
I told you he went to UNLV and put Kenny Mayne on the bench after he ripped up his ankle.
Was it Randall?
Randall. Yeah,
Randall Cunningham.
Really? I didn't.
61 years old today.
One, I think he was filling in for the punter, and the returner underestimated his leg.
Yeah.
And it got over his head and rolled. And then one of them was like a quick kick.
The old Tabernil. Quick kick.
Yeah.
Missed the quick kick. Quick
it's our
kick.
Best play in sixth grade. Not a good team.
No. If you're punting on third down, you're not a good team.
Forget it. Let's just get rid of the ball. We are going the wrong way. Blair Kirkhoff is with us. We are at Hen House. You can come on by. We just gave away a little GoodSense, GoodSenseSubs.com. As you are, you can put your order in at GoodSense. Grab that on your way home. Clickety click, 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 and you got a sandwich. Pick whatever time you want. You can pick it up. Slicing the meats and cheese right in front of you. They've always done that. Baking that bread fresh 2-3 times each day. It's at GoodSense. Happy anniversary to GoodSense. 35 years founded in Lenexa, Kansas. We're at Hen House. 100 years. Of Hen House. You can go to henhouse.com, see all the great specials. Like for Easter, the bone-in brown sugar-cured spiral ham for just $2.79 a pound. How about some steaks on the grill? The weather's beautiful the next few days, so get those KC strips, USDA Choice Certified Her for Beef KC strips. 10 ounces, just $8 each. We're talking to Blair Kirkhoff here in the program. That did not end well for Kansas.
It did not. For the second straight year, and like in terms of number of tournaments, fourth time in 5 years, they don't get to the second weekend.
I think clearly. Self-stun.
Yeah. You know, we talk about Kentucky's first-round problem. Kansas has a little bit of a second-round problem going on.
Which is better than a first-round problem.
It is.
It is true.
It is very much.
It's herpes one simplex later. One.
One round later.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
I think this team is kind of doomed. From about midseason on, when injuries started happening, and it just never felt like a good chemistry team.
I wonder what Bill Self, if he saw this coming. When they were number one, you want to be number one, this, that. But, like, I wonder if he's like, they don't realize we have five guys.
And the season is, you know, for us.
Because he wasn't even trying to give minutes to guys early on. Like, let's see what we got with this guy or that guy.
Right. Well, Timberlake didn't earn any. He was playing so poorly early. And, and El Marco Jackson played his way out of starting lineup. And McDowell never. I think it was Jamari McDowell, was that his name?
Yeah.
Never seemed to develop the way that you thought he might. So, yeah, just, you know. And so, yeah, you had, you know, guys are DeJuan Harris and Dickerson and McCullough when he was healthy. And then Jeff Furphy.
KJ Adams.
KJ and Furphy are all playing 35 minutes, you know, the second half of the season. And they did have some good moments. They beaten Baylor at Allen Fieldhouse and winning at Oklahoma. But no, it was just not a – God, they almost lost that first round game to Samford. And then just – I thought they were in trouble against Gonzaga when they were 7 of 10 or 7 of 11 on threes in the first half and only led by one. I think with that kind of
effort. Were they 8 of 15 at the
I think
half?
7 of 11 at half.
Okay.
I think. Anyway, they're shooting better than they have all year on threes.
And they're up one. I said the same thing.
I said they're in trouble.
Yeah. And
I bet Bill Self thought the same thing, too. Yep. Oh, man. Because he knew what his team had in the second and a half. I'm sure he thought, we're in a rough spot.
They played so well. And Dickinson was—he was done. He was letting guys just drive by him, and he was—it was just a bad.
Who's back?
Well, DeJuan Harris, of course. He's already said it. I think
for his sophomore year.
It'd be a sixth year in college, but his sophomore year, he gets the Perry Ellis Award. I think Hunter Dickinson will be back. That's what I think.
I do too.
And I don't know where KJ Adams is going to go.
He'll be back.
And so, does it come down to Johnny Furphy? I think with the way the draft seems to be setting up,
I did not see enough to draft. Johnny
I didn't.
Furphy
I didn't either. But
round.
if some NBA team does,
Smelly McSmokes a lot in Europe, and stash him would be a wiser wiser choice right now.
The wiser choice would be to come back and play at Kansas.
He looks like he's going to be a player, but.
But even if
I think you could get more of a sure thing than him with a Euro guy or something like that. I don't see a first round pick on McCullough either, and he's in every mock draft.
Yeah, I don't know if I see that either. I just don't. He had some moments early in the season. That Connecticut game, he was lights out, and I just thought, oh wow,
he is 30.
Yes, he is.
So, I mean, whatever it is, I think he's 24 or 25.
He would enter the NBA as a veteran.
Yes. Needing only 2 years for a full pension.
Right.
Born March 15, 2001, so he just turned 23.
No.
Yeah, according
to
this.
Wow, okay. Well, that is old, still in the NBA.
Still not young.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So what do you expect then?
Well, I think they can have a good... A team that can go far in March with who we think they're bringing back, but you got to add some dudes. He has got to find some. He's got to find a shooter. Shooters with a Z.
Yeah,
shooters.
The plural side of things.
Yes. Yes. And I don't. I know Dickerson averaged 11 rebounds a game, but. They were not a great rebounding team.
No.
I don't think Adams is a great rebounder.
Well, the numbers would back you up.
What is it like? He's five a game or
five
something?
Five and change at 34 or 35 minutes a game.
Yeah. So I just think you need more depth in the front court and somebody who's can bang a little bit than maybe a guy like Uday who they lost to TCU last year. So I think he'll be in the he'll be recruiting in the portal like all of them, but he'll have some specific needs.
By the way, to your point on McCullough and the draft thing, so some of those may have been like before he was out for the tournament. We've all known what he has been and what the injury has been. The most recent one I saw, Bleacher Report, number 22 to the Knicks.
Wow!
So he continues to stay in that 18-24 wash.
I hope he does get drafted in the first round. That'd be great for him. And
they have Furphy at 23. I've seen him anywhere between 17 and 24 as well.
So do you?
If KJ Adams averaged 4.6 rebounds a game.
Yikes! It's not enough for a guy his position and.
I think
and his strength. He's such a strong dude.
I like the guy. And I think he's a good player. But if you're, we don't grade Kansas like we grade Mizzou. Sorry, Curtis. We're looking for a team, you know, that can go challenge for a national championship. And KJ Adams should not start if you're going to win a national championship, in my opinion.
You know, the role that he came off during the national championship season, he came off the bench and was like a defensive guy. And then he didn't start last year, came off the bench mostly. And if he did start, he didn't have as many minutes as he ended up this year. They really relied on him this year. And I agree with you. I don't think he can – I don't think you can be a great team if – you know, if you're looking at him to be your second leading scorer, or, you know, he's got to. Kansas can do better at that. I think Kansas can do better at that position.
Yeah, I think it'll be interesting. I think you've got to embrace the four out. Or if you want to play two bigs, one of them better be able to knock down the three. Because other teams can hit the three.
Yeah. Yep.
I just think more and more that's where they, you know, they're lacking. That's one of the problems is, like, they don't rebound. Yeah, and they don't score.
Right.
Like, they don't get three. You know, I mean, if you're going to limit your number of possessions, then you need to hit three-pointers.
And it turns out they were an average defensive team this year. You know, and they have, you know, Dwan Harris and Kevin McCullough, who are supposed to be these terrific defensive players. They're, you know, they come up with steals. They, I'm sure they both were top 10 in the Big 12 in steals, but for whatever, they weren't a good shot blocking team. And boy, they could not prevent hot 3-point shooting opponents. Samford is a great example of, they could not get hands and faces and stick with guys. And there are a lot of things to improve on with this Kansas team. We don't find ourselves saying that too often when it comes to, especially when we think there's a lot coming back.
Yeah, for sure.
But part of the lot coming back is that they don't have the next level players you'd know would be a top.
Be gone.
If they had two lottery picks, they wouldn't be coming back, but this would have been a lot better team. That's part of the reason they're coming back is nowhere else to go.
Yeah, and listen, Furphy may go because it's a weak draft class, but I think he is a guy that could be really good, and that's why he would go in the first round, because of the length, and he can hit threes. But is he going to be a gunner, or is he just going to be a guy? Well, yeah, he can hit whatever now and then. You know, I don't know. I mean, I would think the NBA could find a more sure thing. You know, 20 picks into the draft, but maybe I'm wrong. Wish him well, whatever he does.
He's young too, right? He had to reclassify to play this year as a freshman. I think he's just 18. So,
well, and that was. I think we can look back on that and say, okay, when they're asking a guy to do that.
Well, that's when he knew. I think that Bill said, yeah. The story on Furphy was, yeah, I'll come to Kansas and play next year. And Self saying, no, we need you now. So Bill knew then he was ahead of thin team.
Yeah. All right, let's take a break. One more with Blair Kirkhoff from the Kansas City Star. He's with us here at Hen House. You can come on down and get stocked up for Easter. You know, they'll make the whole Easter spread for you. That's right. You know Hen House. They make full meals, and now's a great time. You pick your protein, your side dish, which Tippins pie you want. It's all right there at henhouse.com. You can place your order online or just place it in the delicatessen while you're doing some shopping here at your neighborhood Hen House.
Hey everybody, Joe Spiker, owner of Easton Roofing here. For almost 10 years, we've been a locally owned and operated family business. At Easton, we work on every job with one thing in mind: integrity matters. I grew up in Central Kansas, was raised on the values of respecting hard work. At Easton, we always make decisions based on the ethical, right thing for the customer. That's what integrity means to us. So if you have any questions about your roof, give me and my team a call, 913-257-5426. Easton Roofing, integrity matters.
You met my dad over here? Don't forget. It is the program here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Soren Petro, Curtis Siebel with you. Hen House, we're down in 19th and row. Hen House got you covered on everything for Easter, including making that meal for you. Order it online right now. Hammer turkey for the protein. Choose your sides. Choose your Tippins pie. You can order it right now at henhouse.com. We have baseball season starting Thursday. We have a special ticket giveaway. Thursday's game against Minnesota, courtesy of our friends at Easton Roofing and our buddy Joe Spiker. We'll give caller number 8 right now at 913-3810-810. tickets. So go for it. 913-310-810 to caller number 8. Blair Kirkhoff is with us, brought to you by Art and Frame Warehouse. FrameKC.com is where you can find him online. See him in person at 91st and Metcalf. Michael is working his wonderful magic on a couple of jerseys for me. I love to have my sports. It's the only place I've ever had anything framed sports memorabilia wise. They are the best, taking care of your material, everything guaranteed. They've only had to honor that once, lifetime guarantee, one time. But it's nice to know it's there. Go to framekc.com or see them in person at 91st and Metcalf. Blair, who wins the tournament?
UConn.
You're so boring, Blair.
UConn.
Why don't you get daring and pick Auburn to upset them? Then your bracket could look like mine.
I didn't pick a bracket, as you know, but
because you're yellow.
Yeah, that's pretty
okay.
much it.
Sure.
But I did pick a Final Four, and I actually had Iowa State coming out of that region when I picked the Final
okay.
Four, just to be different, just to get them out. And I had Arizona, or I think Houston over Arizona in the championship game. So
I have Iowa State in our Calcutta.
Ah.
For small village. So we would like them to do well.
Got to get by Illinois. That's the late game tomorrow. And I think UConn will dispense with San Diego State as they did in the national championship game last year. Then they'll have to play the game of their lives to beat UConn in the regional final. But, odds, UConn's the odds-on favorite to win the championship. They were before the tournament. Their odds are even greater now. But repeat champions don't happen often. Florida was the last one, lo those many years ago. So, I think Houston could win it, Arizona, Carolina.
Purdue looks like a house right
now.
Yeah,
Purdue can give them trouble, Let the big men battle. So,
Blair likes all of the 16 final teams.
I do think UConn. I would take the field versus UConn for
okay,
sure.
Still, because
yeah.
some people now at this point wouldn't.
I would. I would still take the field over
UConn. I think
UConn.
I would, too.
But, good for her, Hurley was griping good. About his, whatever he was griping about this week. Seeding or play, where they're playing, he was griping about something. Whatever he's doing, it works for them.
Was it with you I was talking about? My buddy coached with him on Bob Hurley's senior staff at St. Anthony's.
No, no.
And says he's a great guy and all this. And I'm like, shut up, Rob. I don't want to hear that. I want to hate Dan
no,
Hurley.
Just like
I hate UConn. And he looks like the kind of guy when he's always getting mad and threatening to punch a fan or what was it?
Yeah, yeah.
What did he say? What did he say?
Oh.
I will fight you.
What did he say? Something like that.
He said something to a fan at the Big East tournament or wherever.
Yeah,
it was.
I remember that. I remember did see it.
Somebody, the fan was probably obnoxious. Like, I will punch you in the face. It was like recorded.
But he was pretty confident this week. I mean, he said something about how he. He's got the best team, something to that effect. He's had some confidence.
Oh, yeah, he was like, we play great defense and we knock down shots. It's like, it's yeah. It's a good spot to be in.
Yep.
I will knock you out.
I will knock you out. I will knock you out.
So he's got chutzpah. I mean, that's he's got that. I would feel better about Houston if they were able to put away Texas A&M a little easier in that second round game. I hated how they had the nice lead, and then A&M came all the way back and forced overtime.
Tougher game of the weekend for them might be tomorrow night.
Yes. I would feel better about Houston.
Or Friday night.
If when there's like almost no time left on the clock and the other team is down three, if they fouled somebody.
Or had their five guys on the floor stand around the three-point line.
What was he doing?
Give them two. They could have two.
Kelvin Sampson afterwards like, that's how these games go. And everybody thought we were done. We get into overtime. We're tough. We're resilient. Well, you were dumb at the end of regulation, Kelvin. I'm sorry.
And every reporter looked at each other and went,
Do you not watch games? What is it, 1991?
Right.
Like the guys can hit threes.
Yes. Yes. Right. Pretty darn easily sometimes. And but A&M missed 17 free throws in that game, too.
Oh.
So Houston was fortunate to get out of that one with the W. But I still like them. Seeing how hard they played when they were in Kansas City for a couple of games in the tournament, they are – when they're good, they are great. They are great. They play great defense. And
sometimes you don't notice, how great their defense is. You just look up and you go, Yeah, the team hadn't scored for like eight minutes.
And they've had three shot clock violations. Right. And dribbling the ball off their foot. And have the ball 30 feet from the basket with their backs to the basket with 5 seconds on the shot clock. That's what Houston can do to you. But you know, but A&M had 95.
Yep. Yeah. Gonzaga, all of a sudden, and I pointed out they have the same conference record they always have, like 14-2 or 15-1. Yet everyone was down on Gonzaga as we did our who has what at stake, you know, coming in.
Yeah.
And one of them was that, like, hey, with Tommy Lloyd killing it in Arizona, you know, people are starting to rumble out there like, we should have kept Tommy Lloyd and let Mark Few go already, which is unfair. But, you know, we talked to Gary Parrish, and he's like, yeah, Mark's not like the I'll work harder. You know, he's like family time, which is good. It's good that he's got a good life balance, but I think everyone in Spokane knows that. So there's like, well, wait a minute. And for him to handle KU the way he did, and now he's got Purdue, Matt Painter definitely has a lot on the line. And if they lose to Gonzaga, it won't be like, well, you know, Gonzaga always goes deep in the tournament. It'll be like, the worst Gonzaga team ever. And we choke in the Sweet 16.
Yeah.
So he's got that's a fun game because there's, I think, a lot on the line for both those coaches.
Absolutely for Matt Painter. They need to make a run here. They're in the Sweet 16, but I think that program needs a Final Four more than any of the teams maybe in the Sweet 16. Gonzaga they haven't won a championship, but they played for two titles. You know, they've been in the title game.
Well, second on the needing a Final Four list is Rick Barnes in Tennessee.
Yeah. He went there once back in '03.
It hasn't been back since. In Tennessee, I think, it's only been to one Elite Eight in that program's history.
Yeah.
What are we talking about, Missouri here?
I covered the game. Yes. It was in St. Louis. They lost to Michigan State when Bruce Pearl was the coach there.
Bruce Mizzou's been to four.
I know. That's right.
It's amazing.
Yes.
I mean, so they're
when you're looking up at Mizzou as far as historical postseason success, you have an issue.
Wow. Yes. No doubt. Blair, great stuff as always. We appreciate it.
Yep. We'll talk to you next week.
The great Blair Kirkhoff with us on a Wednesday instead of a Thursday. That's going to do it for us. Remember, Hen House has you covered. Order the whole Easter meal. You can do it right there at henhouse.com. Thanks to everybody here at Hen House.